Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Let's head to the BetQL guest hotline. Say good morning to Sam Brookhouse. He's a senior analyst at SoomerSports.com. You can give him a follow at BrookhouseSports.com. Actually, at Brookhouse Sports on Twitter. What's up, Sam? Good morning.
Doing well. Thank y'all for having me on bright and early.
Yeah, what's of up, course. Man? So I'm looking at your Twitter, and this is from 2 days ago. It says, Brandon Ayuk just asked for a trade. So, of course, I had to drop everything and cover the context leading up to it and the comparables that will govern what happens next for at Sumer Sports. So there's been a real developing bromance, at least here in D.C., between Ayuk and Jaden Daniels. You know, they've been spotted shopping together. There was obviously the flap about the play from the Commanders minicamp that was on TikTok in a conversation between Daniels and Ayuk. He's now formally asked for a trade away from the 49ers. Does it make sense for the 49ers to deal Brandon Ayuk when they're so close to potentially winning a Super Bowl? How do you see it playing out? Do you see him getting a deal from the Niners, or do you eventually see him leaving and being traded to a new team?
So there's an interesting dichotomy here, guys, and that is that you look at the high-level stats, and even you look at the deeper level of tracking data, and Ayuk seems to be a certified wide receiver one. However, you've got to factor in that Kyle Shanahan is his coach. You know, he's achieved this success at a much lower rate of usage than guys like Devontae Adams, Tyreek Hill, Stephon Diggs. And also, he receives great opportunities. You look at a statistic called expected yards per route run, which basically tries to quantify those opportunities. And his opportunities are substantially better, as are Deebo Samuel's. So you look at what the 49ers have done this offseason, it looks to be basically saving themselves should a situation like this happen. They drafted Ricky Pearsall with a coveted first-round pick. They've extended Juwan Jennings. So it looks like this impasse has kind of been coming from both sides, obviously because Ayuk played so well up to that wide receiver one level, but also because the 49ers were kind of packing on assets. Should Ayuk ask for a very, very large extension, specifically in this market where Justin Jefferson's getting paid so much money and other wide receivers are getting paid so much money as well.
Sam, the thing that is kind of confusing is, and maybe it'll lead into a new contract, but Deebo did the same thing. Deebo requested a trade. He said, yeah, the Niners don't want me. And then he got a 3-year deal. I think it was about $58 million guaranteed, maybe $60 million. So roughly $20 million a year. Ayuk's making $14.5 million. does he want like Jefferson type money, or does he want just something similar that Debo got?
My assumption here is that they are going for the moon. Obviously, when you're an agent, you're coming into these deals, you really want to represent your client well. And you look at the analytics, and Ayuk is a certified wide receiver one, or at least should be. It's interesting given Debo has such a wide array of skill set. They use him in the run game. They use him in other facets of their offense, where Ayuk is more of that traditional wide receiver. I think in the 49ers' eyes, that's probably a knock. You also look at what he achieved kind of his first and second year, and Jefferson was an immediate phenomenon, as to a certain degree with CeeDee Lamb, who's also kind of in a situation with the Cowboys holding pattern similar to that. The comparable that I really looked at was Amon-Ra St. Brown, who slots in a little bit more at $30 million a year. The issue that with that comes in is there's a lot less practically guaranteed. You know, there's all these cap structures that teams build in to save themselves from having to dole out all this money if an injury happens. That's probably the massive impasse that caused this conflict in May, was Amon-Ra St. Brown signed that deal. I'm sure that at the time the Ayuk's agents came in and went, well, this guy led us to a Super Bowl last year as our top wide receiver. We probably need to get paid more than that. And I'm sure the 49ers had some, you know, some negotiating points where they were like, well, look, we have another wide receiver. We have one of the best running backs. We've had a quarterback who's played pretty well. We put you in these great opportunities, and our head coach is good. That's a long list of stuff, guys, that kind of goes in the opposite direction to support him being paid a little less than someone like Amon-Ra St. Brown.
So, Sam, how much of this is driven, his agitating of trying to get out of San Francisco is driven by the fact that he just doesn't get as many targets as some of those guys you were mentioning? Like Tyreek Hill had 171 targets last year. CeeDee Lamb had 181. Ayuk only had 105. And maybe he just realizes that as long as he's in that 49ers ecosystem surrounded by all that talent, he's never going to get the Justin Jefferson sort of target treatment while he's there. How much of that plays into him wanting to potentially get out of San Francisco?
That's a great question, but I think that a lot is solved by money. And Justin Jefferson just signed, you know, a groundbreaking signing bonus. And if you can get all that money at once, I'm sure that he'd be more than okay, you know, receiving under 25% of the target share, unlike some of the guys who are at 30% of the target share. I think this is probably, you know, posturing from both sides. Ayuk's camp, obviously trying to get more money. The 49ers trying to check if anyone's desperate to make a trade and give away, you know, massive amounts of draft capital to them for Ayuk. I think there's probably a lot of posturing going on, similar kind of to the Nicky Bosa situation last year where he held out basically almost into the season. So it's a great question. I don't have a good read on it, but I think this is probably more of a business situation.
Yeah. Money makes the world go round, right, Sam? These guys.
That's true.
If it was put in front of him, he would probably sign it if it was something similar. So if they did trade him, and I kind of have to see it to believe it, I think they'll get something done. But if they did trade him, what's a legitimate offer? I mean, would a team offer a 1 and a 3, or do you think it's more of a 2 and a 4, maybe a 2 and a 3, maybe a player coming back too? What do you think a legitimate offer would be for Ayuk?
There's obviously a lot of complex ways to get this done involving players. Obviously, going right into training camp, teams are probably comfortable with where their roster sits and really want to make this kind of a picks for a player situation. I looked at two trades. You know, the last time an All-Pro has been traded immediately after making an All-Pro team was Devontae Adams. That was a massive amount of draft capital. That's a first and second round selection, premium selection, guys that are supposed to be starting on your team immediately. Another option, another similar trade with a young guy as Ayuk is around the 24, you know, 25 year old range was the AJ Brown trade to the Eagles as well. That was similar compensation, first and third. I think this is going to have to take, you know, a first round pick, probably a second round pick to get him off of a really good team, plus that $30 million a year contract, which is a heavy price to pay But when you look at the numbers, and if you believe he's a wide receiver one, specifically as the Commanders are, where you have a rookie quarterback and he can make his life substantially easier, it may be worth it.
We're joined by Sam Brookhouse, his senior analyst at SoomerSports.com. Are you bearish or bullish on Jaden Daniels as a rookie in D.C. in the Cliff Kingsbury offense?
Look, I'm an old Louisiana boy. My sister went to LSU, and I, around week two, week three, kind of had the rug pulled over from over my eyes and started texting some of my friends and sharing that I thought he was going to win the Heisman. He looked great. The question with Daniels is really twofold. The first is how much of his production last year could be chalked up to those two first-round wide receivers, Malik Nabers and Brian Thomas Jr.? And the second is, can he stay off the ground? And obviously, he's now under Cliff Kingsbury, who had the same dichotomy when Kyler Murray came in his first year. He led him to an Offensive Rookie of the Year nod, but he also led him to a season in which Kyler Murray led the league in sacks taken. It really is an interesting subset of things, given the offense coordinator, given the situation he's in, and given the fact that he does have a Terry McLaurin on his team, but other than that, the wide receiver group is not what he had last year, given the talent with him at LSU. So I personally loved the pick. I thought he was a great fit. I was really big on him being a certified top three pick. I thought it was the right move to take him above Drake May, just given how I saw the film look. But there's a lot of questions out there. I'm feeling good if I'm the Commanders right now. Have him in the building. Have a good new team around him. And I'm excited for my rookie quarterback.
All right, getting back to receivers who are not happy with their financials. T. Higgins also in the same situation. They didn't get a deal done. So what do you think the future is there? Do you think this could be a trade that could happen, or do you think he just kind of plays it out and then he's a UFA at the end of the year?
Yeah, it's interesting. T. Higgins is on that franchise tag, which is
right.
slightly different than the situation that Ayuk is in, but it's pretty comparable. You know, in this situation, in terms of the traditional wide receiver one, Ayuk is probably more the traditional wide receiver one than Higgins is in Cincinnati. But he went ahead and just signed that franchise tag. That leads me to believe he's probably just going to play the year out, try to make one last run with Burrow and Chase and the whole group over there with the Bengals and see what happens and hopefully try to win as many games as possible, then test the market next year. That's my prediction on that.
Yeah.
By the way, is there any sort of, you know, smoke around Devontae Adams potentially getting traded away from the Raiders, reuniting with Aaron Rodgers? I mean, we've heard rumors about it, but are any real legs to that, or is that just, you know, rumor before everybody gets into camp?
Now, this was an interesting one that came across yesterday. His agent obviously came out, as an agent has to do, and say, you know, there's no smoke here. This is all projection. There's no truth in the matter. But, you know, I think it's directly related to some of the videos that have came out from last year where he was just very frustrated in Vegas last year. And obviously the quarterback situation has not, you know, wildly improved there. With Gardner Minshew now, you know, looking like he's going to be the starter there, who was practically a backup last year behind Anthony Richardson before he went down. I think there's also an interesting play here where maybe there's an Ayuk for Devontae Adams trade, given that Devontae Adams, you know, currently has, in terms of average per year, the largest contract in the league. But a lot of that is tied up in the signing bonus and other structures that were, you know, years ago. And so I think he's an interesting trade candidate. I'm inclined to stay on the cooler side for Adams right now. I think he would probably, again, take similar draft compensation, at least to Stephon Diggs, who was a little older, if not in that similar range that he got traded for a couple years ago, first and second, first and third, maybe because he's a little older, you know, second and fourth or something like that. Again, a lot of draft compensation for an aging wide receiver. But if there is smoke there, I'd be interested to see. I'd be making a call if I was a general manager.
Sam, you played linebacker at Tulane, correct?
That is correct. Yes, sir.
What conference was Tulane in when you were playing?
Were they? Tulane was in the American Athletic Conference. All right, so I've spent some difficult night in Annapolis. Yeah, that's right, correct.
Right. Isn't it crazy how college football has, you know, some people think it's digressed just because of the realignment, but 17 teams in the ACC. Virginia Tech's going to play a conference game on the West Coast. You know, Big 12's got 16 now. Big 10's got 18 teams. You know, there's talk of some teams leaving the ACC and going to the Big 12. I mean, it's just, it's nuts.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And I'm a big follower of the sports business greater. And you see some of these greatly inflated contracts when it comes to television deals and leagues and conferences. The WNBA, I believe, like hit 6x of what they previously were earning yesterday. Live television has become ruled by sports, and as a result, the television networks want a nationwide product. Mm-hmm. The fact that, you know, USC and UCLA and Oregon will be playing Wisconsin is something that's quite interesting. Luckily, the American Conference, for the most part, has kept some of their rivalries intact. Obviously, we lost Houston, who now has my head coach at the time, Willie Fritz. But down in New Orleans, we call it the Trident Trophy between Navy and Tulane. Obviously, the Green Wave and the Midshipmen, both water-like mascots. I love watching it. It's one of my favorite games to watch when it comes on. Navy was one of my least favorite teams to play. So glad that could stay. But, you know, there's a lot of interesting stuff going on in college football. I hope that it ends up all right. I'm excited for the new expanded playoff, and obviously I'm excited for the new college football video game. But a colleague of mine, Parker Fleming, has a quote that he likes to use that, you know, the goal of college football is to beat your rival and win your conference championship game. And it seems like with some of these changes, we may be getting a little away from that, which, you know, it isn't fantastic, but you roll with the punches.
Sam, thanks a lot for the time. We really do appreciate it, man. Sam Brookhouse, senior analyst at SoomerSports.com. We'll have to book you again soon. Thanks.
Appreciate it, guys.
Yep. Yes, sir. When we come back in the next segment, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Nicki Minaj when she comes to Capital One Arena this fall. So keep listening for your chance to win.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.